time now for our first of 12 visits to the new soap opera, the National Rugby League Museum, Huddersfield's favourite museum. And following on from last week's cliffhanger, let's see if they're any further on at erecting Steve-O's stanchion.
Hello, National Rugby League Museum, Ralph Rimmer, CEO, at your service. Yes, there is a gift shop. We do ask for a £20 deposit on entrance. Yes, but I'm afraid someone's been thieving the Gary Schofield endorsed incontinent pads. Incontinent pants, yes. No, dear, they don't take a shit. Oh, lovely. We'll see you later then. And remember, if you could refrain from parking on the KFC opposite. Yes, madam. Yes, I'm afraid if you do have a big pocket, it still won't be tolerated. Lovely, thank you. Goodbye. Stevie dear, have you vacuumed the Morris Lindsay suite? We're expecting a pensioner's coach trip. They've come a long way. All the way from Dewsbury, you know. Yes. I say they're passing through on their way to Holmfirth, whatever that is, for the last of the summer wine extravaganza, I think. Apparently it's TripAdvisor's number one Yorkshire hotspot. We really must try harder to get to the top spot, Stevie. Have you got your name badge, John?
Oh, struth, Ralph. Why do I have to work here? I'm a bloody Super League coach. And why do I have to wear a badge? I'm the most recognisable coach in Wollongong.
Now, Stevie, as I agreed with Robert, we all have to make sacrifices and muck in for the 16 million. And once Gary Hetherington's had his 15 million, it really doesn't leave us that much left in the kitty.
Oh, who the fuck does Gary Hetherington think he is? There's got less chance of this happening in the NRL.
Yes, Stevie, but you were shit in the NRL. And finished off carrying the water bottle, if I remember. Anyway, Gary Hetherington is a well-respected gentleman in the rugby league fraternity, and he's a good friend.
Why is his picture pinned to the dartboard with his eyes cut out?
Oh, that's private, Stevie. I've told you not to go into my stationery cupboard. Now get back to work. And when you've finished vacuuming, get to work on polishing the Eddie Waring's BBC Two floodlit trophy.
Oh, are you sure that's the original floodlit trophy? If you peel back the badge, it says Ralph Rimmer, third place in the under-11's 25-metre swimming gala.
Listen, Stevie, nobody remembers what the original looks like. So get a move on. Time is money and you're at the wrong price. So, if you don't get a move on, I'll be putting you on furlong. Oh, I tell you what, it's good to be working back in Huddersfield. Yes, who needs a cultural capital when you've got Huddersfield?
Oh, shit, it's raining, Rolf. Shall I bring in the stone's bitter old fresco garden setting?
Oh dear. Yes, perhaps that's for the best. Thanks.
And time now to catch up with our sitcom Rimmer's Lot. Last week, you may remember, the Stones' bitter alfresco setting was left out in the rain in the gloom of Huddersfield. This week, Ralph and Steve go down into the basement to rummage through Steve-O's back catalogue.
Hello,
Another day in the paradise of Huddersfield. What are you up to, Stevie?
Oh, g'day, Rolf. I'm laminating the 2019 Super League second half coaching statistics.
Oh, that's excellent. I mean, it's certainly a critical and valuable piece of memorabilia we have here. Oh, what's happened to the winning percentage column, Stevie? It seems to be missing.
Oh, gee, I must have accidentally folded it over the edge of the paper.
Oh, leave that, Stevie. We have a customer. Oh, hello, sir. How may I be of assistance?
Ah, good morning, my dear boy.
Oh, it's Mr. Luther Burrell.
It's Burrell. Now, listen here. I was in the area, although I don't know why, and one thought I'd drop by to see if you had a copy of the 1988 edition of How to Play Rugby League, Five Drives and a Bust, manual and pictures authored by the great Tony Barrow.
Do you see yourself as a rugby league player, sir?
How dare you! Has not one seen my highlights reel? It's a magnificent 20 seconds of Rugby League Masterclass. It's so valuable, I keep it locked away in my walnut Louis XV writing desk. One doesn't expect you've seen it, though, residing in Huddersfield.
Yes. We're a little bit behind the times in Yorkshire, Mr. Burrell.
It's Burrell!
It's part of our rugby league heritage. It probably must be in our deoxyribonucleic acid, I think.
Oh, come, you ignoramus. Why don't you just say DNA?
Oh, Struth, did you just say DNA? Which one of you Sheilas just mentioned DNA?
Oh, dear.
I'll tell you a bit about DNA. I was only telling Fitzy the other day about how you can select the players group from their DNA.
Stevie, now stop it. Not in front of the customers. I've told you this before. Now, can you go and find the item for Mr. Burrell?
It's Burrell, you buffoon! Anyway, forget it. I haven't got any more time to waste in this antiquated, outdated, time-warped hovel. One has a hair appointment at 3 o'clock in Winslow this afternoon with the very fashionable Tony and Guys and Dolls.
Oh, dear. But what about your book, Mr. Burrell? Will you still be wanting your book?
Never mind. I'll be sending my driver Parker around once he's finished washing my Ralph Lauren boxer shorts and wax the Bentley. Come on, Parker, let's go. We haven't got time. We've got to stop at Bramhall Waitrose on the way home to pick up a punnet of shiitake mushrooms and a bottle of Chateau Resilience Sauvignon Blanc. I've got that fine actor Eddie Redmayne coming over for a game of Midnight Scrabble later. I saw him play Richard II at the Royal Court Theatre last summer. Utterly sublime in his portrayal. One must catch up with my chums at Northampton once the theatre opens again. Now come on, Parker. I haven't posted my abdominals on Instagram today.
Oh, look, Ralph, I found the book.
Let me see that, Stevie. Oh, yes. Oh, dear. It seems to have lost some of the pages. The pages have perished and are a bit stuck together.
Oh, Struth, Ralph, I just couldn't help myself. I got a little bit excited and may have left a little bit of my DNA on there.
Oh, tackle sacks. That's terrible, Stevie. I don't think we could put this wanky book out on show now. You better put it in the stationery room at the back, with the Dick Pattern colouring books, and completely forget all about it. Yes.
On time now for our weekly visit to the National Rugby League Museum and the set of Rimmer's Lot. And following last week's break-in, the loss of the John Helm Betamax Yorkshire TV scrum tapes, tensions run high. I guess that's what one has to expect living in the scummy north. Thank you.
Oh, g'day, Ralph. We've got a problem, mate, in the Donny. It seems Robert Elston's left his calling card in there. Looks like a pretty resilient one to shift.
Yes, it's a massive shit, isn't it? I suppose it's what highly paid executives produce nowadays. I think it's a mark of his success.
Do you want me to use the Sean Edwards 5-year weekend contract and try if I can bloody shift it?
No, Stevie. You can't move shit with shit. I'm expecting the plumber around any minute. He said he'd be here in the time it takes Ben Thaler to make a video decision.
Oh, Christ, Ralph. When did you phone him?
Yesterday.
All right, lads. Chris Hill's stop clock and cock plumbing. No shit too big to shift. At your service.
Oh, excellent. You're here. Oh, yes. I was expecting somebody a little younger. You do seem quite out of breath.
I've just run 2 5-metre fucking sets. Back and took to the van. I forgot my scrum cap PPE. You can't be too careful in my game these days.
Yes, but I did think it was for your head, Mr. Hill. Not in this case, as you are wearing it around your bollocks. Well, better late than never, I suppose. Perhaps Stevie could show you the way.
Oh, come this way, big fella. But I think you're going to need more than a special tool to remove this big spineless turd.
Oh, is Mr. Elston still here, then?
Nah, mate, there's Buckley's chance of that. He's just left his calling card.
Bloody hell! I haven't seen anything that big since I removed Steve Broomhead's logbuster from Steve Anderson's ensuite back at Wilderspool in 2002.
So, did you think it will be an expensive job, Mr. Hill? I mean, we don't have that many funds left since Gary Hetherington's ring-fenced our $16 million loan.
Oh, bloody hell. I'll have to tell the club I won't be able to make it later. This is going to take my brute strength to shift this bugger.
Oh, tackle sacks. I knew Mr. Elston was trying to shit on my plans. I don't mean to push you, Mr. Hill. I know you've done a lot already. But what is the financial impact of this shitter?
Oh, look, well, if I charge by the hour, I'll have to remove the scrum packer, put a sideways run in, drop that mouldy ball cock a few times and look at the stairs of that fucking rim. That'll be a penalty charge.
Oh, that sounds like it could be quite time-consuming. Would you say it's about an 80-minute job?
Oh, well, let me see. I only work 10-minute stints these days. Oh, so let me think. It'll take me a good 3 days. Let's call it a monkey.
Oh, that's nowhere to talk about, Stevie. Anyway, Chrissy, we don't want to see you out of pocket, especially when this is your supplementary income.
No, don't be daft, mucker. Since Fitzy cut me pay, I make more money nowadays doing this bollocks than rugby league.
Oh, yes. Just how we like it.
Time now for Rimmer's Lot, home of the National Rugby League Museum. And following last week's organising of the Brickhouse Brass Band playing at the Challenge Cup final, let's see what's in store for us this week. Frankly, I try and avoid London the week of the Cup final and go and stay at my sister's in Windsor, what with all those overweight, sweaty northerners making their way down to the capital attired in polyester.
Good morning. Welcome to the National Rugby League Museum. Ralph Rimmer, CEO, and Museum Curator, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Lunchtime Thursdays, at your service. How may I be of assistance? Yes. Yes. No, I'm afraid not, no. Even if you are Canadian or Australian, sir, there is no Commonwealth concessionary reduction available. We use the Elston currency exchange rate only. Yes, the price is a shilling per adult and OAPs go in for a tenner. Although we only let a scrum of six people into the museum at any one time. Otherwise, the smell of ammonia can be a little overwhelming, especially in the Stuart Cummings cloakroom, as there's only one fan in there, and it's a bit shit. And I'm not referring to Phil Clark. Yes, yes, no. Unfortunately, there are no concessionary rates for any disabilities or furlongs. This is a new company policy following on from the Adam Hills turning up and attempting to put on a comedy show. Yes, that's right. We think it was a stand-up show, although nobody stood for long and it didn't really explain all the refunds. Excuse me, sir, but may one ask, do I detect an Antipodean accent there? Oh, Mr. Argyle, well, why didn't you say so? Just present yourself at reception, and it's free of charge to come in. Don't worry yourself about the financial details. Yes. It also includes a free six-course visa platter in the canteen. It's a menu inspired by our head chef, Benjamin Westwood. And I would highly recommend his sausage baguettes. Oh, right then, Nate. Lovely. Tuesday it is. If you could arrive early, though, as we normally expect Steve Broomhead in around 12:30, and he likes to get a start on his all-you-can-eat 50-kilogram buffet. Oh, I don't know how I do it, Stevie. Another satisfied customer. Now, have you polished the Claire Balding bust?
Oh, g'day, Ralph. Yeah, no worries. I polished her tits this morning.
Oh, dear Stevie, that's not what I meant. I meant to polish the whole statue. What did you use?
I think it was with a tin of Brasso I found in the cupboard.
Oh, tackle sacks. That's not the Brasso. That's the Fred Lindrop's Brill Cream. It was going to take pride and place in our incompetent refereeing through the ages gallery.
Oh, shit. Sorry, Ralph. Do you want me to put the president's gold chain on display?
Oh, no, not at the risk of it being stolen. We've got coach parties consecutively booked this week from St. Helens of Widnes, and not forgetting Lee Braze might be popping in.
Well, we could always use the Challenge Cup draw balls if I thread a bit of string through it.
Oh, yes. Oh, Stevie, you're not just a face. That's an excellent idea, but make sure they look like a pearl necklace and not Nigel Wood's anal beads.
Anyway, Rolfie, how are we going to cope with all those guys coming over from Canada next week?
Oh, don't worry yourself, Stevie. The only thing left from that outfit will be a few trinkets for our museum. So run along and go and make some space on the wall in the RFL recycling section.
And time now for Rimmer's Lot, home of the National Rugby League Museum. And following from last week's cake raffle to raise funds for the staff's coach trip to the Magic Weekend, let's see what's in store this week. Quite honestly, I wouldn't be buying any slices of their Victoria sponge. Knowing those northern fuckwits, it's probably drizzled in fag ash, unlike my recently baked masterpiece I took to the Chipping Norton Women's Institute church gathering. One seems to remember it was as light as a feather, and the vicar managed to stick three fingers in before he reached my soggy bottom.
Yes. Oh, that's it. Up a bit. Up a bit. Bit more, Stevie. Oh, yes. Now ram it home, Stevie. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. That's really nailed it.
Oh, gee, Rolf. I didn't realise you were so anal about these things.
Well, if you're going to put up a portrait of Claire Balding on the President's wall, you want to make sure it's perfect. And it sits equidistant from Tony Adams and the Rugby League Balls to the Ages section. Oh, battle station, Stevie. Ben Thaler's just walked in. He looks lost again. Blind as a bat he is. Good afternoon, Mr. Thaler. How may I be of assistance?
Hello, madam. I was just passing through. I've just dropped my mother off at the chiropodist to get her cracked heel sanded, and I happened to notice your big screen. A picture of that lovely lady in that adorable imperial red blouse. I was wondering, do you have any refereeing shirts? Perhaps in a similar colour? Or Bavarian brown, perhaps?
Well, it's like I said before, Mr. Thaler. We're a rugby league museum. Our items are on show and not for sale. We generally don't like to make money in our line of work.
Oh dear, that's a real shame, Natties. I really did have my heart set on that shirt. Oh bother, oh, I'm getting all anxious now. Is that shirt in Luftwaffe yellow, perhaps, for sale on that dummy over there?
Now that's no way to talk about Stevie. As I say, Mr. Thaler, we're not in the line of business of becoming in vogue.
Oh dear, it's all a mess. I've started refereeing again and none of me tops fit. I've eaten too many Black Forest gattos during lockdown. Oh, what would Mother do?
Oh, don't worry about that, big fella. Just come and park yourself down here in the RFL bunker while you gather your versatility.
Oh, tackle sacks. I'm not sure about the bunker. I don't know if that's a good idea for Mr. Thaler. He's not decisive enough, and it might expose his dictatorial nature.
Oh, don't worry, Ralphie. She'll be right.
More like right wing.
Oh, gee, whatever he is, Ralphie, he's got a kangaroo loose in his top paddock. Now, don't worry yourself, Mr. Thaler. Here, let me open the bunker door for you.
Sure.
Now, don't spit the dummy, Benjamin. Pull your hat in, mate, and sit down in front of those four screens. Oh, and put that bloody headset on.
Careful now. Don't be playing around with the equipment. This is a state-of-the-art surveillance TV system for the museum, Benjamin. We can see every field and angle, so we can catch any thieving little witness twats.
Oh, what's all this? Oh, this is wonderful, isn't it? Oh, look at all these big buttons and switches and things. Oh, what does this big knob do?
Oh, that's just a £25 cardboard cutout of Stuart Cummins. Nobody knows what that's for.
Oh, this is just wonderful, isn't it? Play it through. Now play it back a bit. Roll it on slowly. Just stop it there. Just wait a minute. Have you got it from another angle? Perhaps from another side? What about the front? Slow it down again. Oh, I don't know. Oh, what would Mother do? Oh, dear.
There you go, Rolfie. He's stoked, mate.
Yes, I can see that, Stevie. But we're due to close in 7 hours. How long do you think it'll take him to realise he's watching an episode of Country File?
And with the rugby league back, time now to head over to Rimmer's Lot. Quite frankly, I have no idea why the BBC would commission such a chavvy northern sport and why on earth they would let it replace eggheads is anyone's guess. Thankfully, one's not in a position to watch that tacky sky from brash Mr. Murdoch. Besides, I wouldn't want his rusty old satellite dish casting a shadow across my petunia.
Come on, Stevie. Crank up the speed and show some versatility. These cardboard cutouts of Tony Smith won't print themselves.
Oh, gee, Ralphie. Why are all their eyes looking the wrong way? They're all looking in different directions. It's like they're avoiding the camera.
Oh, that's Tony for you. We took 7,688 photographs of him, and not one of them is he making eye contact. I just think he's avoiding looking what's in front of him.
You mean like a dog turd?
Yes, OKR. Anyway, that's the Rover's fan cutout sorted. Start packing them in something durable and weatherproof. The whole climate can be quite inclement. And it's a shithole.
No worries, I'll put them in the skip outside, ready for the garbo.
Ah, Tony, you've made it. Stevie's just packing your consignment now. How are things with you? Have you managed to get back into the swing of coaching?
Oh, yeah, good on, you know. I'm going to do some work at the coaching staff at OKR.
I'm over here, Tony.
Oh, yeah, well, I thought you were one of the cardboard cutouts. As all the boys have signed off by the club doc, you know. Yeah, Dr. Gemma, she's got the Moorbug training, you know, under control.
Oh, that sounds wonderful, Tony. Can I be of any further assistance today?
Oh, yeah, I guess you can. I've got a couple of things I need. You know, it's difficult sometimes to focus on my strategy. And Dr. Gemma told me that if you need to remove the pressures of winning and losing, you know.
I'm over here, Tony.
Oh, yeah, I know. Oh, I thought you could possibly remove relegation this year off. I thought maybe you could come to your senses and thought about how crazy bonkers it might be to, you know, build a team over 5 years. Dr. Gemma said it would be a good idea.
Oh, forget it, Tony. Stop your rambling buffoonery. Now look me in the eye and tell me why you're really here.
Okay, yeah, well, you know, the thing is, you know, I was wondering possibly if I could get a copy of my 2017 Brisbane Broncos game plan. You know, I won that game, you know, I won that game.
I'm over here, Tony.
I thought it would be useful for a cup of coffee for me for all my aspiring half-time team talks. Dr. Gemma said it would be.
Oh, yes, I think Stevie has it. We usually keep it in the coaching strategies of the decade section, next to the Steve Anderson's 20-volume Britannica edition on player development. Stevie!
Oh, jeez, Rolf. You're like some kind of fucking incomprehensible dictator. Just like that bloody Tony Smith bloke.
Huh?
Oh, shit. Good day, Tony.
Sorry about that, Tony. Steve didn't see you come in. Now, Stevie, could you go and find Tony's 2017 Brisbane Broncos game plan colouring book?
Did I mention that I won that game? Dr. Gemma was very impressed, you know.
Is he talking to me, Ralphie? I'm over here, mate. I'm over here. Oh, struth. I think I've left it in the broomhead, Danny. Give me a second, mate.
Oh, I'm really sorry about this, Mr. Smith. He's had an awful lot on. He's now trying to be very versatile.
Oh, yeah, I know the feeling. Did I tell you about the time I was playing squash with Dickie Eagle?
Here it is, big fella. It's taken a bit of a knock over the years. I thought it was like the Dick Patton colouring book.
Thanks, Stevie. Oh, tackle sacks. Oh dear, I'm afraid it's a little bit soiled. Oh, that's disgusting. It looks like someone's been wiping their arse all over the pages. It's full of poo. Oh, I'm really sorry, Mr. Smith.
Yeah, no, that's fine. That's exactly as I remember it. See you later. You know, I beat the Brisbane Broncos once, you know.
Oh, lovely. Another satisfied customer, Stevie. Put the kettle on and we'll make a start on the Wakefield batch of fan cardboard cutouts. It'll only take us a couple of minutes.
And time now to head over to the home of the National Rugby League Museum and the set of Rimmer's Lot. Our apologies, this programme is running slightly later than published in the Radio Times, but this was due to the dramatic finish in the snooker. Quite honestly, why he didn't elect to play the safety shot and roll the cue ball onto the balk cushion, rather than trying to pot that tricky blue without the use of the half butt, is anyone's guess. My husband and I love the game, and he's been dusting off his rotten old Q-tip and sinking my pink for years. Not once has he cannoned off and gone up my brown.
Oh, I don't like it, Stevie. Gary Hetherington will be arriving in a minute to give us a shakedown for the 16 million. It's like that mafia movie, The Goodies, with Bobby De Janeiro.
Gee, Rolfie, do you mean Robert De Niro in Goodfellas?
Yes, that's the one. He's got a face like an angry pizza with a stuffed crust. Oh, that reminds me. Have you made his wise guy sandwich? I think we may have run out of Henderson's relish.
No worries, Rolfie. I'm sweet. It's all under control. I've got it. Wensleydale cheese wrapped in a Yorkshire pudding or with plenty of Henderson relish. Do you want me to spit on it too?
Oh, no time for garnishes, Stevie. Good afternoon, Mr. Hetherington. How may I be of assistance?
All right, Grimmer. Now listen here, what the fuck are you playing at? Where's my cloned off parking space, you daft bastard? I had to park on Lidl, and had to leave Warren Bailey off his lead on the back seat, so my roller doesn't get nicked.
Oh, I do apologise about that, but I'm afraid we needed the cone for our six again megaphone loudspeaker. You know, for the museum's new technical advancements through the 21st century showpiece.
Oh, for fuck's sake, Wimmer. You've got no fucking respect. I shall put you in a pair of concrete rubber wellies and drop you off that sodding Huddersfield narrow canal. Mind you, you'd probably float, wouldn't they? Being full of hot air and attached to that fucking daft rubber wing.
Oh, that's no way to talk about Stevie. Wait till you see how useful he is. Come on, Stevie. Take Mr. Hetherington's temperature with the advanced RFL digital thermometer.
Here you go, big fella.
What are they doing? That's a fucking air dryer, you daft bastard. Did they think I need a fucking blow dryer?
Oh, tackle sacks. What are you doing, Stevie?
Oh, struth, Ralphie. Sorry about that. I was blind-shotted.
Oh, never mind that. Have they got me money, you pair of fuckwits? Do they think my heavenly executive mirrored walled room downstairs, boardroom bathroom, including marble bathtub with gold-plated wino sonnuses above a carved travertine sink created in an antique French bird bath will build its fucking self?
Well, there's been a slight hiccup on that front, Mr. Hetherington. Until we play the next round of the Cup, we won't be seeing any income.
The fucking what?
Well, is there anything else we can accommodate you with? A little empathy, perhaps?
Are they trying to be funny with me? Lees doesn't need yet another sudden joker. I've already got that jester, Dickie Hager. Now, where's that undercounter artificial intelligence droid that I've heard all about? Apparently it's flying off the shelves in the NRL like criticism flies off that bloody Lord Sinfield.
Yes, the non-stick. Stevie, darling, would you be so kind and bring Mr. Hetherington the Elston X TCP 164 centimetre sex doll with silicon head? They're just over there next to the Bill Arthur's Hitman and Her posters that we can't shift.
Oh, no worries, big fella. She's an absolute beauty, mate. Just tug a pull string and she'll snap into action quicker than an Aussie customs officer removing a refugee.
Jesus, she's this spitting image of Dickie. Oh, Dickie will have hours of fun with this, coaching bollocks to thee. Tony and his ass Smith can go and find himself another squash pad.
Ooh, Stevie, perhaps you could play squash with Tony.
Oh, there's Buckley's chance of that, Rolfie. I'm more a tennis bloke. Growing up as a kid in Woolloomooloo, I had a picture on my wall of Yvonne Goolagong with a tennis ball stuffed down her knickers.
Oh, did she not have any pockets?
Oh, trust me, Ralph, those knickers were full of versatility.
Right, women, listen here, I'm fucking off. Don't forget I'll be back in a few weeks once I've got Dickie focused on inserting his technical end into the doll.
Oh, and don't forget your sandwich, Mr. Hetherington.
Oh, thanks a lot. It looks a bit greasy. Is it wrapped in Lord Sinfield non-stick baking parchment?
Oh, yeah, mate, that'll be the extra relish.
Mark my words, Mama. I'll be fucking back here before you know it.
Oh, phew. Where did you get that extra Henderson's relish from, Stevie?
Oh, it's dead set no problem. I just got my mate Hendo to give me a sample of his gentleman's relish. We were sweet.
Oh, good on you, Stevie. I guess technically it's still Henderson's relish.
And time now for Rimmer's Lot at the home of the National Rugby League Museum. Hopefully, now with the lockdown far behind us, more appropriate productions for BBC Two will be coming along shortly. Although my husband and I are looking forward to getting away from the telly and heading back to our villa in Provence. We're just waiting for the vaccine to come along, and I'll be the first to put my hand up for that tiny needle. Besides, it cannot be any more uncomfortable than my husband's little prick. He's always up my chunnel when crossing to France.
Oh, I think you've got it, Ben. Down the middle. Yeah, down the middle. That's right. Show a little bit of resilience. Now down the middle. Down the middle again. And then attach the blind-shotted adapter to finish it off, going high across the coving to the far corner.
Yeah, I think I got it, bro. Shall I put a bit more shoulder behind it too, Stevie?
Oh, excellent, Stevie. You finished the Ben Murdoch Marsalis vacuuming training, I see. Oh, and don't forget to dust carefully the new RFL 20th Century Bone China Dinner Service exhibition. And be careful around the Royal Pemberton Morris Lindsay Florida Humboldt Tart Crockery Set. We had to bribe more than one person and pay under the counter payments to get hold of that.
No worries, Rolfie. Well, this Hoover's Buckley's, mate. Couldn't we score sponsorship from Dyson?
No. Alas, we couldn't land the deal with Dyson, I'm afraid, Stevie. They only associate their products and affiliated marketing with professional outfits. Quite frankly, if you jump on the player's social media Instagram, I'm surprised we didn't end up with just a U-bank. Anyway, it's nearly the end of Mr. Masala's shift, Stevie. Did you sort him out with a prayer mat? You know, he was extremely critical of the cleanliness of our Andrew Papa John's canteen floor.
Oh, I just couldn't find it, Rolfie. So I've used a bit of versatility. I've used the antique Eddie-wearing trench coat.
Oh, that's great. You know, I'm so pleased Ben's taken to his chores. Now, whatever you do, don't mention that Dirty Bird outfit Kentucky Fried Chicken. I've ordered a takeaway, and the last thing we need to do is trigger Benjamin on running rampage through the museum like a headless rooster.
Rooster? Isn't he off to play for the Warriors?
Oh, is everything all right, Benjamin? I hear you're doing a lovely job. Don't forget, with your work in here, you get a free concession to the RFL Advanced Fitness Gymnasium. And if you look over there, we have a lovely rowing machine donated by Dave Wood's ex-wife.
Oh, Jesus, bro. Looks like a rusty old piece of shit.
Oh, that's no way to talk about Stevie.
I was thinking, could I get a snack around here, bro? I'm a little bit hungry. Is there anywhere around here I could get some fish and chips? I always eat after sex.
After sex?
Yeah, sucks.
Oh no, I'm heterosexual. And I can assure you that time at the 4020 Christmas party was a one-off with Phil Kaplan.
Right, big fella. Should we go and finish off polishing those plates? You're gonna need to use the Tommy Makinson cloths. A guaranteed clean and ease with every squeeze. Yeah, no problem, bro. When do we get supper in here?
Oh, hello, young man. May I have B.O. assistance?
Oh, hello. I have a delivery for Ralph Dimmer.
Oh, yes, that's me. Are you Luba Eats?
Yes, goodness gracious, that's me. I have an order for a 12-inch broomhead hot dog with a special order here. Aka Wallace sausage.
Oh, that's okay. You need not read any more. We don't want a ruckus.
Ta-da for now, and don't forget to post me a fucking review.
Ah, there you are, gentlemen. Have you finished polishing the Alex Murphy crystal colon conical flask?
No worries, bro. It's all done. Oh, shit, a brick. What's that sucker smell? Is that a hot dog for me?
Not quite, Benjamin, but I do have your favourite. But let's go to the canteen first. If you could please take one of the gold leaf Moran serviettes. We don't want to get any of the grease near the locker cup 24-piece wire-woven crockery set.
Hang on, Rolfie. Before we do that, can I empty the Hoover bag first?
Oh, what's that shiny gold ticket you've sucked up, Stevie?
It's an all-you-can-eat voucher from some drive-thru, some truck shop at Hartshead Motorway Services on the M62.
Oh, and what's it called?
Ken's Truck and Fries Chicken. Did someone just say chicken?
Oh, tackle sacks. Come back, Benjamin. You've forgotten your bobble.
And time now for Rimmer's Lot at the home of the National Rugby League Museum. What with the smell of autumn in the air, one can only hope the programme scheduling changes soon and we can leave this awful little northern show far behind. And talking of behinds, my new fitness instructor Mario, I've noticed more than one staring at my behind. I bet he'd like to rim my lot, given half the chance.
I thought so, yes. Well, I can't say I'm surprised, Robert. I knew you wouldn't include us in your new no-dough pizza deal. Yes, well, indeed. Well, you wouldn't be astonished to learn that we're launching our very own pizzeria here at the museum, sponsored by Domino's. No, Domino's. It's Greek. Anyway, Domino's have agreed to give a free pizza to all our visitors, and they've paid for today's opening extravaganza. And they've also provided an A-list rugby league compere in the one and only Raimundo Frenchio.
Oh, g'day, Rolfie. I've fired up the Dave Woods wood burner. The pizza orders are ready to go.
Oh, that's excellent, Stevie. I'll have to go, Robert. Besides, I know you've got lots of pizzas to deliver. Goodbye. Oh, Stevie, I'm worried sick about this pizza sponsorship deal. And where have you been? You smell like you've been flirting with that Jenna Brooks again.
No. I've been chopping anchovies.
And have you shown Tommy Makinson the ropes in the kitchen?
Yeah. It's all sweet, Rolfie. I've got Tommy making the dough balls.
Oh, I hope he doesn't squeeze them too hard. The last thing we need is any penalty bollocks on our hygiene rating.
Do you want me to put the pizza menus out, Rolfie?
Yes. Oh, and Stevie, please make sure the Broomhead Behemoth 10 kilo Max Feast 20-inch special is clearly displayed. Oh, and have you laminated them, Stevie?
They're dead set good to go, Rolf. They're the most resilient and versatile menus this side of the Pennines.
Now, let me read through the menu. Yes. Oh, that's fantastico. I think there's something there for everyone. Oh, read me out today's special, Stevie, from the chalkboard.
Yeah, we've got the line ham bacony flying focaccia.
Yes.
The Toby King size high five cheesy crust.
Lovely.
And the Barry and Terry thick pan.
Just a moment. That last one doesn't sound quite right, Stevie.
Oh, sorry, Rolfie. I've written that down wrong. Pass me the chalk rubber. Yeah, that's better. The Barry and Terry thick as shit.
Oh, yes. Excellent. All right. Now, where's that hard, angry, gingerbread-faced plastic Scouse delivery driver got to?
Oh, you mean James Graham?
Yes, that's the fella.
Here he is, Rolfie. He's not as quick as he used to be.
Oh, there you are, James. Hurry up, you need to deliver the next order to our friend Gary Schofield, OBE.
Jesus fucking Christ, Ralph! How the fuck do you expect me to put those pieces on my fucking bike? That's fucking ridiculous. I used to play rugby league for the fucking Bulldogs, you know?
Yes, I know you have a face like a bulldog licking piss off a nettle. Now, listen here, Jimmy. We can't afford any penalties for late deliveries. If you don't get a move on, I'll be forced to suspend you for 14 days, backdating your suspension to 3 weeks ago last Thursday and allowing you to continue to deliver from a week from Tuesday, the day before, now on a suspended sentence.
So I'm free to work then?
Exactly. Now, hold still, Jamesy, while Stevie stacks up the pizzas.
Fucking hell, Ralphie! That cheesy, overpriced, melted piece of shit has gone all over me fucking seat!
Oh, well, that's no way to talk about Stevie. Stevie, get off Mr. Graham's motorbike. Show him some respect, even if he does look like he's got a face like a slapped arse.
Oh, sorry, Ralphie, I'll get off.
You should play for the fucking Dragons, you know!
Oh, wait a minute. Can you smell burning, Stevie?
Oh, struth! I think I've left the oven on.
Oh, tackle sacks. You've probably burnt out the baby bell into what grill element? Just pass me the phone. Oh, hello, is that pizza slot? Is there any chance you could do us two pizzas for the price of one? Oh, that's excellent. Yes, I'm a bit short of dough at the moment, but I thought, could we do a contra deal for now? Oh, that's great. Yes. Oh, my name? Yes, it's Robert Elston.
Lot at the home of the National Rugby League Museum. Well, I say museum, it's more of a shrine to those chubby, overweight, pathetic little northerners. My favourite museum, of course, is the British Museum. I love looking at the displays such as the Rosetta Stone, but my favourite exhibit is the Elgin Marbles, although I don't think they're quite as old as my husband's pair.
Oh, Stevie, my palms are all sweaty, and I've been to the toilet 3 times in the past hour. I'm still very nervous about the health inspector, Stuart Cummings. He's like a German dictator. He's due back here today, Stevie, to make sure we've put everything right from the last inspection. The last thing we need is the museum being told to stood down. We've not stood up yet. Now, have you removed those out-of-date pizzas on top of the fridge, Stevie? I just knew those Phil Clark mince bullocks and cheesy melts wouldn't sell.
Yeah, all sweet, Rolfie. I reached up and got it with the Toby King stepladder.
Good. And is everything scrubbed down? Did you use your new high-pressure air hose to rinse off the witness scum that's formed around the retro player's bath?
Oh, it was pretty resilient. But no worries, Rolfie. It's all done.
Smashing, Stevie, smashing. Oh, that's... wait a minute. What in William Webb Ellis's name is that you've got in that cage, Stevie?
Oh, it's just Robert, my new pet Yorkshire guinea pig.
That's not a guinea pig, Stevie. That looks like a rat.
No, Rolfie. Bruce in the pub assured me it's a Yorkshire guinea pig, bred in Castleford. That's why I called him Robert.
What was the pub called again?
The deserting sinking ship.
So you bought a rat in the deserting sinking ship? Did you not see that coming, Stevie? Bloody hell. Oh dear, it's too late to get rid of it now. Here comes the health inspector, Cummings. Quick, show some versatility, Stevie, and shove it down your pants.
Morning, Gribber. It'll be just the quick inspection today, so I was hoping if I could have a late lunch in the restaurant afterwards, if you don't mind.
Chef's left for the day.
Excellent, then that's settled then. Well, if you don't mind, I'll start with the top of the fridge. I'll see you in a little bit.
Oh, Rolfie, I think Robert's playing with my goulash down my budgie smugglers.
Show some resilience, Stevie. Besides, I'm sure Robert will go into hiding and cook quite quiet if this all goes tits up. Oh, come on, Stevie, stand still. He's coming back. Stop hopping around like you're being interviewed on Sky Sports.
Well, it all seems in order, Grimmer, although there clearly seems to be some excrement on that chair over there.
Oh, that's no way to talk about Stevie. Stevie has really cleaned this place up over the last few months. He's my number two, no pun intended.
Ah, well, I see you've rolled out the barrel. Pleased to meet you. Cummings.
No. It's just a rot chewing me nuts.
You what?
Oh, never mind that, Stuart. He gets quite fidgety. He's from Woolamaloo, Maloo.
Well, right, I see. Well, I'll have that late lunch now, Grimmer. I've not eaten since I had dinner with Ben Thaler at the Berghoff Grill last night.
Oh, but...
Ah, just be the Dusseldorf salad. I'll take it in your best table. Right over there, overlooking Lidl.
Oh, tackle sacks. Well, what are we going to do? Oh, Stevie, how are your culinary... how are your cooking skills? Did Benjamin Westwood teach you anything other than a sausage baguette ass?
Nah, sorry. I've got Buckley's. Only the Sheilas and the Puffs cut where I'm from, Ralphie.
Well, it can't be that hard. Go to the gift shop and fetch me one of those Broomhead Deluxe double-pocketed Burger Bake Off aprons.
Here you go, Ralphie. They only come in triple X with 3-metre elasticated waistline.
I'll just wrap it round 20 times. Now read out from the recipe book. What's in a Dusseldorf salad, Stevie?
Sauerkraut?
Yes, he is. sorry, yes.
Mayonnaise?
We'll use Henderson's relish for that one.
Oh, me nuts?
I'll just open a bag of peanuts.
Oh, me grapes?
Oh, this isn't sounding very nice.
Oh! They're not the ingredients, Rolfie. They're my gonads.
Oh, no. What's happened, Stevie? Has Robert bitten off more than he can chew? Grab him, Stevie, and hold him by the tail over the salad bowl and squeeze his cheeks. Yes, we'll use those for grapes. Mr. Cummings won't notice that. He'll be quite blind-shotted.
Oh, there's got to be a fair bit of versatility in that solid, Ralphie.
Don't worry, Stevie. Mr. Cummings is used to chewing over bollocks with Phil Clark on Sky Sports all the time.
Time now to head over to Rimmer's Lot, at the home of the National Rugby League Museum. Such a barbaric sport, isn't it? One prefers the Horse of the Year show and those magnificent stallions. In fact, last year at our annual Village Chipping Norton Gymkhana, my husband got so excited by the equestrian extravaganza and dangling me his big carrot, one was left having to ride side saddle for weeks.
That's 20 kilos of Brazilian flour, 5 tackle spoons of baking soda versatility, and a little kick of my DNA sweetener.
Stevie, how's our RFL entry to the Great British Bake Off coming along? I'm told we have to get it down to the Huddersfield Town Hall by 4 p.m, otherwise we'll miss the regional judging.
Oh, gee, Ralphie, why does it have to be so big anyway?
Well, I'd like to make sure that we stand out next to Robert Elston's invisible sponge. And besides, there needs to be enough to go round for this week's guest judges of Nigel Wood and Professor Broomhead.
No need to spit the dummy, Rolfie. I'll have them ready quicker than Siddalidia Koala applying for paternity leave.
Now, don't get cocky, Stevie. And did you order the backup Black Forest mini gatto cupcakes from that bakery on Higher Hitler Street?
You mean failers? Yeah, although they did say they needed to go upstairs to check them first. Here just goes, Ralphie, a baker's dozen.
Oh, they look a bit dishevelled. We need all these cakes to display in the museum to take advantage of the bake-off publicity at the moment. Are you sure they're the best 13? The number 8 looks like it's got a soggy bottom.
Yeah, I know. I think Lewis Johnson baked that one. Although that number 2 did come with a nut allergy warning.
Now put them over there on the silver points platter on that table and price them up. We can serve them to the general public, Stevie. And don't forget, we can always change the price points later with a percentage value. Oh, excuse me, young man. Are you accompanied by an adult? Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Kaplan. I didn't realise it was you. My eyesight is going downhill. You could say I've got 40/20 vision nowadays.
Oh, don't worry about it, Ralph. I'm just delivering the vanilla sponge that you ordered. Did you know that vanilla sponge originated off the coast of Central America by the People's Rugby League front of Belize, of all places? It was made, and this is the most interesting bit of all, it was made by the settlers during the 18th century. Now, many people think that that's not the case, but of course it is the case. And I'd like to add that also that if you look more deeply into the statistics of Belize rugby, that you'll find that...
Yes, thank you, Philip. I really must get on. I've got to get these cakes down to the town hall before you talk the icing off this RFL President Claire Balding's Genoese pink and yellow angel cake.
But I thought you might want to chat about it, Ralph. You know, I was thinking we could have a cup of tea and a catch-up. You know, I've got an amazing story. You'll love this one. Sandy from Toronto has managed to grow the percentage Canadian fan base, would you believe it, in Armley. Yes, since she did her Challenge Cup draw and pulled the balls out of Dave Wood's bag.
Look, Philip, I'm a little busy at the moment, and I haven't really got time for your ramblings. You can see I've got my hands full of all these patisseries.
Yes. That cream horn looks like it's gone all stiff.
Well, that's no way to talk about Stevie.
Right, Ralph. Well, I'll be off then. Let me know when you're free to talk. And don't forget, I'm always available for 3, 4, or even 5 hour after-dinner speeches.
Oh, here's the profiteroles from Dave Woods' ex-wife, Ralphie. Shall I box them up?
Oh, excellent. She does have lovely buns.
Do you want me to divide the cake into slices, Ralphie? We're expecting that Lee Crook's coach trip from Hull later today with a party of 15.
No. Stand down, Stevie. This is my speciality. Robert was very jealous with my percentages when I got us out of that little points jam last week. Now, come on, quickly, pass me the cake knife. There you go. 5.714 percentage for each of them and 20% for Mr. Crooks. Even my RFL equation is taking account for the fractional fat bastard.
Oh, you're a bloody genius, Ralphie. You're like Jesus feeding the 5,000 with the loaves and the little fishes. You don't even use your fingers to count.
Well, my fingers are smelling a little bit fishy, Stevie, after my new pescatarian cake made with cod liver oil soaked ladies' fingers.
Oh, sorry, Ralphie. I didn't want to say anything. I thought that was from your date with Tanya Arnold.
Unfortunately, it's time now to head over to Rimmer's Lot. Our remember when this television channel offered a more highbrow programme. Daddy and I used to love watching shows together, such as Ask the Family or Call My Bluff. But I wouldn't be surprised if this tacky station doesn't come out with a quiz called Ask for My Bluff. And with what they're paying me these days, I can tell you, no one's looking up my Frank Muir.
Stevie, darling, based on your current outstanding work ethics, I'm putting you in charge whilst I just pop out for my leg waxing. Now, you are fully aware of the museum's modus operandi, aren't you, Stevie?
Is that where all the Sheilas and the Puffs with the footy socks down their pants sing songs, Rolfie?
No, Stevie. It means a representation of the mechanics of the operational conditions. Or in your case, bludger time. And don't forget our new motto. It's kicking to Toby King beats talent where versatility and resilience is up the shitter.
No worries, Rolfie. All sweet. Hey, while you're getting your legs done, are you picking up this year's Challenge Cup medals?
Yes, I'll be popping into Poundland. And not to worry, none of the players will even notice the difference unless they bite into them.
Oh, and whilst you're there, Alfie, don't forget we need a helium canister for the interactive Challenge Cup Jonathan Davis commentating droid.
Yes, Stevie, I haven't forgotten. It's such a shame we couldn't get a 2020 software update. We'll have to listen to Jiffy's outdated comments all over again.
Oh, and while I remember, we dead set need new batteries for the Brian Noble cyborg. It was all confused as fuck yesterday. Sounded like it got stuck on a washing machine analogue cycle.
No, Stevie, that's not the batteries. It's functioning perfectly normal. Now, hurry up and finish the dusting, Stevie. And if Robert Elston pops in, tell him I'm having lunch and discussing the medals with the Duke of Sussex. We'll be at the Old Ball Public House where we're having a slap-up meal.
Oh, good day, Mr. Elston. How you going, mate?
Mate? Never mind that boy. There's no surveillance cameras in here, are there?
No, sir. Not unless you count the Eddie Fuller's vintage 35mm Pentax range finder with 200mm full-breast optical zoom. But anyway, that's been boxed up and put in the storeroom. After Ralphie had the film developed in Boots. Gee, who knew? John Bevan was double-jointed.
Talking of which, boy, where's Glimmer?
Oh, now let me get this right, Mr. Elston. He's having sex with the Duke. But he's not to bite at his chocolate medals. No, wait, that's not it. He's having lunch with the Duke whilst a slapper chews on his old balls.
What? What's going on here? Are you recording this conversation, lad?
No, Roberto. Not unless you're thinking this Mike Parson's Warren and Guardian dictator phone's turned on. And we wiped the cassette clean of him torturing Steve Anderson.
Oh, Robert, you're here. I thought it was you when I saw the number plate on the car outside. Nob One.
Huh, that's Rob One, Grimmer.
Oh, I do apologise, Robert. My eyesight's not what it was. What can we do for you anyway? Have you had the chance to have a look around the exhibits? Can I recommend our 125 Years of Inspirational Characters in Rugby League Waxworks Museum section? Did you know it took over 25,000 litres of melted wax to mould Carrie Schofield?
I've not come here to look around your shitty little museum in this grim Edwardian-designed hotel, Grimmer. It's time we sorted these things out. The game's fucked, and there's only room for one of us in 2021.
How dare you? It's a Victorian-designed hotel with Italian-style architecture coving.
Huh, it looks more like a fucking gothic gargoyle.
Well, that's no way to talk about Stevie.
Yeah, you tell him, Rolfie. Besides, Nate would bowl me a gargoyle into my ghoulies. Ironically, I couldn't get wood for 6 weeks.
Now, listen here, Robert. I'll not have you coming into our establishment talking bollocks to my staff.
Rolfie!
You might get away with it with Betfred and the other team owners.
Rolfie!
But I will not have it in our museum.
Rolfie! Rolfie!
The RFL and...
Rolfie! He's pointing a gun at you!
If you must know, I'm brandishing a Volt's pistol 9mm. Left to me by my great uncle Von Rick Papa John's Himmler in a slice of his bill. You've shown me up one too many times, Grimmer. You've started to make me look like a laughing stock with your little act of bumbling around whilst outmaneuvering me at every turn.
Oh, tackle sacks.
Move out of the way, you antipodean fuckwit. This bullet has Grimmer's name on it. Hal Super League.
Oh, that smarts. Oh dear, oh, I must sit down, Stevie.
Oh, Rolfie, mate. Stay with me, big fella. Don't leave me now. You're going to be fine. Is there anything I could do?
Steve, I think we're going to have to shut down the museum for an hour.
Shall I call an ambo? A nurse? What about Professor Broomhead? Isn't he a doc? Shall I call him?
Oh, no, Stevie. It is tea time. Ooh, he'll be tucking into his Lancashire hot pot. I'd hate to disturb him in at this hour.
Oh, gee, Rolfie. You've always been thinking of everybody else. I see now why rugby league runs through your veins, mate. Look, you've even got blood. It's a golden colour. Actually, why is it that colour, Rolfie?
Oh, don't worry, Stevie. It's just brandy. I think the bullet only penetrated my Duke of Sussex hip flask.